This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Black, rolling below the asphalt drive.
A concrete fascination. By the way, I told that Aquino story not to create some big hysteria. I remember. It was him. One time at a football game in Dallas. And that's an older story to tell sometime. There's not much to the story. But it was him. All right. We want to get you back next week, Martin Passiove. You'll come on to get into your journey through the occult, your awakening, what happened, what you think is happening next. I'm fascinated with your work. And I should just say you should do more work because I go check your site and your YouTubes and stuff. I'm like, oh, I need more. Like, I'm walking down the bike trail, like, one thing every 2 weeks. Give me more here. And with my, I knew who you were before. Liam McAdoo's a big fan. I followed your stuff. I've seen it here and there, but my wife's a big fan. We watch it all. Just in closing, hope. How do we turn this around? I mean, what do you think we should do right now?
Well, I think people really have to study and understand what natural law is. And they could do that, first of all, by looking at my natural law seminar, which is on my YouTube channel. You can get to that on the videos section of whatonearthishappening.com. Just go to the videos tab, and the natural law seminar is the first three videos on the video section. I would highly recommend that. I highly recommend people check out my podcast, which is the audio section, and then I transformed it into a video podcast last year, and that has the very deep study of my work. It goes very in-depth in the audio and video of the podcast. So I would highly recommend people check that out, which is also on the site in the podcast section. And I recommend starting from number one. Don't listen in reverse order or out of order. Start my podcast, What on Earth is Happening, in order. Start at number one.
The progression is your thought that way.
That's right. It's a very detailed, stepwise progression that you're not going to understand episode 100 unless you've listened to the 99 episodes that preceded. So keep it, do it in order at your own pace, and I guarantee you a tremendous understanding of what's really taking place will unfold for you if you want to go deeper into this knowledge.
You're right. They want our consciousness. That's what they want.
They want our soul. That's what it's all about. They want our soul. That they want the destruction of the human soul. And the more that they get, the more happier and well-fed these psychopaths are.
Where do they come from? Well, what is this group?
It's a entropic satanic force that has been with humanity from the very beginning.
No, I know. And, but I mean, obviously it's not human. What I'm saying is, where does it come
from? At some level, it's an imbalance. It's a, you know, evolution.
What I'm saying, are we manifesting it?
I would say it's part of the universe. Evolution needs a whetstone to sharpen itself against. It needs a force to struggle against, and that's called the force of entropy in creation. And a lot of people don't understand the opposite of that is syntropy, syntropy, syntropy. That's the evolutionary force. That's the force that creates
that's
more
complexity. That's the acceleration to godhood.
That's right. More intelligence, more complexity, higher levels of morality.
But you don't just get that without test.
Have to work for it. And that's why it's called the great work. That's why working upon your soul and then helping others to work upon theirs is referred to as the great work in the positive schools of occultism.
Yeah, they'll spin that like, oh, that's the Masons. No, the Satanists all steal God's systems and then say that's theirs.
They can only ever twist things. They never really truly create.
And the Christians, mainline ones, get scared of knowledge because they think, oh, that's Satan. Satan just said he owns all that. He doesn't.
Of course not. The creator of the universe created this as this place as a learning experience. We are here to learn and grow and evolve as individuals and continue on to ever greater forms of evolutionary development. That's what the whole scheme of creation that the creator put into effect is all about, naturally.
You're absolutely right. Well, I've seen it. I'm sure you've seen it too, Mark. It's amazing, and one cannot talk about it. They have to see it. Mark Passio, thank you so much for your time. God bless you. We look forward to it. You want to come down to Austin as soon as the planes are flying in? We'd love to fly you here. Come back
next
week, okay?
Absolutely. Let's do it. Thank you,
Alex. Mark on next week. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The America that we've known and loved, the America that was the land of the free, home of the brave, is dying right now. And everything our enemies are doing is about domesticating us, shutting us down, and making us dependent on them. The food shortages have begun. The depression is going to be long and very, very serious. In fact, it's probably too late now to even turn back. Trump tried to stop it, but the mainstream media working with the Chi-Coms blocked it. That's why you and myself, everybody else, has to get prepared now. Do not wait. It's not about the virus. It's about the economic chaos that's going to be unleashed in the next 6 months to a year. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. They're available again, but for a limited time. The food supply is running out. There are major shortages. This is a globalist siege, a globalist lockdown, globalist terrorism. But we, the people, the patriots, have to be prepared. We've already been proven right about prepping so far. We'll get ready to be really proven right. Get your storable foods now at InfoWarsStore.com.
And unfiltered. It's the Alex Jones Show.
All right. Jason Jones, a major filmmaker, a patriot, a guy 5-6 weeks ago came on the show and said, hey, these hospitals are empty, these clinics are empty. Now it's all confirmed. They go, oh, yeah, they are empty for COVID. Before it was a conspiracy theory. He's about to take over. He's got three guests at this hour, then the war room's coming up. The crew was telling me, hey, Alex, you say we need to fund our operation. You haven't plugged on air one time in 3 hours. We've got high-quality, storable food that I think everybody should have the last 25 years. It's in stock right now. Get your orders in while you still can. We've got krill oil. Let me show people a shot of this. We'll go to our guests. I could pay $3 or $4 to get good krill oil. I pay way, way, way more than that because this is the highest grade anybody's got. Look at those red pills. You talk about vitamin D3. You talk about good for your heart. I mean, this stuff is incredible. And I can literally be exhausted at 10 o'clock at night and about to do some interview. I pop three or four of these, but you're only supposed to take like one an hour before I go on air. Incredible. It's back in stock. 50% off. It's been sold out for months. This is the highest grade krill we can find. If somebody's got a higher grade krill, it might exist, but we don't know about it. Our body's ultimate turmeric formula, 95% curcumin, of all the things it does. They are so pissed this exists and God gave us this. This is amazing right here. Let me tell you, if I want to have some dreams, good dreams, I'll take two of these before I go to bed. In fact, all the time when I'm plugging it, I'm like, why not take more of this? Like, it's like you're not even supposed to. It's so crazy dropping these pills everywhere. The point is that I'm proud of this product, dropping them all on the floor now. And I hope that you'll get them for yourself. It funds our operation. Hell, we could be selling placebos, which we're not. And it'd be good to fund us, right? What we do. But these products are real. They're amazing. I had a lawyer ask me on the phone the other day. He goes, it's okay. He said, but just tell me, is your stuff real or is it just a placebo? And I was like, do you know about fish oil? He goes, oh, God, I'll take it. It's so good for your heart. Well, yeah. Do you know about PQQ or CoQ10? I was like, oh, yeah, I heard that. Like, why wouldn't I sell something that works? What planet, if I was a drug dealer, I'd want you to have the drugs that work the best. I mean, it's like, but these leftists and these globalists, they're just so into screwing people that they can never even get, like, a restaurant. I'd want to have the best food that you enjoyed, was a good price, you come back over and over again, because I like you being happy, I like making money, I like being successful. It makes the whole thing go round and round. So I'm done talking about it. Jason Jones of movietomovement.com is taking over right now. I want to thank the crew. Mr. Jones, take over.
Aloha, Alex. Thank you very much. It's a privilege to guest host your show. I just saw a meme this morning, and it was a picture of Nazis burning a bunch of books. And it said, this is not what book burning looks like today. And then it showed your YouTube channel has been removed. This show is a book burning. This is the most censored show in the history of the world. What a privilege to be on the Alex Jones Show. What a privilege to guest host The Alex Jones Show. If you've ever gone to a bookstore, Barnes & Noble, they'll have the banned book end cap, and they'll have books that were dangerous 300 years ago to a king somewhere, an emperor somewhere, hated the book. It was dangerous to his regime. And people go to the banned book section, and they feel like they're rebels. They're not rebels. Watching InfoWars, watching The Alex Jones Show, this is the rebellious thing to do. This is the program that threatens gods of the city. And that's why my guests today all do that. My first guest is a writer, an activist, Yvonne Florzak-Seaman. She's the founder of Power, and her first book is A Time to Speak. And there is a god of our city. There is an idol that the media refuses to topple, and Yvonne Florzak-Seaman is challenging that idol, Joe Biden. Yvonne, welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you so much for having me, Jason. I'm very excited to be here. And I'm very excited that Alex Jones has given us a platform to be heard as women. And for some of us, for the first time, because women's voices are just not being heard. The NOW organization does not speak for us anymore. I'm sick and tired of their agenda.
Well, the reason I wanted to have you on, there is a woman, Tara Reid, who has accused Joe Biden of sexual assault. We all saw that Brett Kavanaugh was being doxxed and destroyed for allegations that were absurd on the face of it just a year ago. And now we have allegations that seem much more credible. And I'm not one of these people that says believe all women, but I think we need to hear all women. And I don't think the mainstream media is doing Joe Biden a service by burying what seems to be credible allegations. If they're not, let's get to the bottom of this. Why is the mainstream media and the abortion industry working double time to undermine the credibility of Tara Reid? And why do they refuse to cover the story? Your organization is to fight for women.
That's right. And that's what we've been called to do, to be a voice and give these women a platform to be heard. This woman's reputation has been destroyed by so many publications out there, news media, talking about her as if she didn't even have, as if she doesn't have a case. Yet with the Kavanaugh hearings, they went back to his high school yearbook. Okay? They had absolutely no evidence. They destroyed this man's reputation. This man was a man of integrity. And what we're seeing today, Jason, is a double standard in this country, and women have had enough. It is time for women to take back their power. Power stands for protectors of women's equal rights. And as a Hispanic woman who once upon a time voted on the Democratic ticket, I voted for Bill Clinton. I voted for Ross Perot. I vote for what's best for this country. And if the Democratic Party thinks that Joe Biden is the best thing for this country, then God help us all. Because none of us will ever know the America that we grew up in. This is a coup. They are trying to take our country over. And it is time for us to understand that we need to get in front of this war as women and make sure that our voices are being heard. And Tara Reid's voice, whether or not she has the information necessary, okay?
I mean, this right here, these producers are amazing.
We still have to give her a voice. Nobody's even asking the damn question.
Yvonne, these producers are amazing. They're showing the Larry King clip. By the way, I remember being a student just out of the Army, watching this Larry King episode, was taken aback. It was such a shocking interview. This woman that called in. Could you imagine if there was some call in of the Kavanaugh's accuser's mother on a radio show in 1982? You literally have this call in, and it's just swept right under the rug. Is it that the abortion industry has been so effective, and the mainstream media is making abortion a woman's right to destroy her child in her womb, which no woman wants. Really.
Just so that we're all clear, and what the power movement stands for. We're here to empower women. And the reality is that Up to this point, we haven't had a movement to come forward and fight against the NOW organization, okay? And the time has come now for us as women to make it very clear to the power and the abortion industry that abortion has nothing to do with women's rights. Abortion is a billion-dollar industry that gives men a get-out-of-jail-free card who don't want to stand up as men of integrity and take responsibility for getting this young lady pregnant and for taking something that didn't belong to him to begin with. Okay?
This evil has
been since the beginning of time.
Yvonne, we got about 30 seconds left. I don't want to get between you and whatever you're going after, so I'm worried for Joe Biden and his men. How do women and men join this your movement to take back power for women away from the abortion industry, away from men like Joe Biden? Well, how do they find you?
Our link is takingbackourpower.org. They can get involved by joining an army of women who have had it. Who have had it with the ridiculous. We are going to start speaking for ourselves. Us as women, though, we're not going to do it with the ugly hats on our heads. We're going to do it like our first lady with our Gucci's and...
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bumper music all day. I want to say something. No one asked me to say this, but last week when I was trying to book Brad Martin, we had Brad Martin on the show. He's the stunt man, action director, stunt coordinator behind the documentary Out of Shadows. And there's no more extreme athlete in the world than a stunt man. And he is one of the best stunt men in history. And their body is their instrument. And if they are not in top shape, their life is on the line. So I asked him, "Hey, what supplements do you recommend?" And he sent me back a photo. This is no joke, of his cabinet. And it was filled with Alex Jones' supplements. It was filled with the supplements I've been seeing marketed on the show. I'm not a big supplement guy. So I wanted his advice. And he sent me back what Alex was talking about at the beginning of this hour. So I look forward to start using those supplements. And the end of the last hour of Alex, he had a guest on talking about natural law. And with this Orwellian Brave New World lockdown, just when I think they will never shock me, just when I think they've gone as far as they can go, Bill de Blasio ups the game. He doubles down. He says, "I can be the dumbest guy in the world. I don't care what your governor does. I don't care what your mayor does. Watch me one up him." And this week, he literally sent a tweet out to the Jewish community where he threatened them to send the police to disrupt their funerals. And so I made a FaceTime Live rant about this. And as I was ranting, I just started saying, you know, we've known about the natural law before Christianity. We can go back to Sophocles and his great play Antigone about this young girl whose brother rebelled against her uncle Creon. And when he was killed, the king, Creon, said, "You cannot bury your brother. For punishment of death, all rebels, if you bury them, you will be punished with death." And then his niece buries her brother, and King Creon brings Antigone before him and says, "Didn't you know my law?" And she said, "Don't you know there's a law above you? There's a law above all kings. There's a law even above Zeus." And then it just hit me as I was ranting in this FaceTime Live, Bill de Blasio is literally playing the role of King Creon, denying the natural law, denying there are any laws above him. And if he thinks this Jewish community is going to kneel to Creon de Blasio, he's lost his mind. And one of my favorite writers, someone who writes often on natural law, is Stephen Harriet. Stephen Harriet, welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
So you're a new father. So you must be tired.
Yeah.
You have like a week old baby.
I've been sleeping about as much as it's rumored Trump sleeps, which is about 4 hours a night. It's been good.
4 hours a night. Wow, my. So, well, welcome to the Alex Jones Show. Now, what did you think when you saw, I mean, I really didn't believe it. I kind of, when I saw someone post about it, I said, that is not accurate. And then I went and looked at Twitter, and it's very accurate. What is your take on de Blasio?
Well, it's true. Like, I couldn't believe it at first. I thought it was a parody account or something. And immediately what I did is I sent it to my representative, I sent it to my mayor, and I sent it to my governor here in Wisconsin and said, "How are you different from this? If you don't denounce it and promise not to go further in this direction, we Wisconsinites can never trust you again." So that's something that I would encourage all of our audience members to do, to screenshot the tweet, send it to them, email it to them, call them about it. How are you different from this? But you're right. It's exactly like Creon. It's the parallel is amazing. And one of the thoughts that occurs to me is it's great that he's attacking in a way. It's not good. But it's kind of convenient that he's attacking the Jewish community, right? Because
yes.
It's awesome that the Jewish community and we are both inheritors of the same thing that Antigone intuited by the light of reason, the natural law, as you mentioned. And in one of our favorite movies, I know you and I both love this movie, Jojo Rabbit. It made me so proud, personally, when this line was spoken by the Jewish character who's being pursued by the Nazi state against natural law, right? She says, there are no weak Jews. I am descended from those who wrestle angels and kill giants. We were chosen by God. You were chosen by a pathetic little man with half a mustache. And that pathetic little man with half a mustache is de Blasio. It is King Creon. It's these pathetic rebels against the eternal law. And it's just awesome to be on the side of something immortal, just like the Jews, just like Antigone.
Yeah, but it is the mystery, isn't it, that when you are on the side of the transcendent truth, all ages, war, all temporal powers are angered by, because they are hemmed in by, the transcendent moral order. And I think maybe the reason why traditionally it's been Jewish and Catholic writers that have appealed to the natural law, I think especially from the Jewish community, they were outside of political protection, or they were a minority, and they had to really understand what do they have to appeal to? Well, after every trauma, political trauma, there is a resurgence in natural law theory. And after World War II, even though the world, the decadent West, that had spent two centuries denying the natural law, at Nuremberg, they couldn't bring themselves to say natural law, so they called it supra-positive law. There's a law that is above the posited law by man, man-made law. Even at the very edge of the Holocaust, they could barely utter those words.
Yeah, and the great thing about the Jewish heritage is, A, I love the fact that it's ours now, because as Christians, we inherited the Old Testament, right? The whole Torah is incorporated into Christianity, so I love that. But, yes, they learned from hard, real historical experience. You know, in Exodus, you right away, you have an example of a premier example of a Creon-like defier of natural law in the Pharaoh, right? One of the first things he does when he gets threatened, he's feeling threatened by the fact that the Jews are growing numerous and that they're strong in Egypt, is he orders the Jewish midwives to commit partial birth abortions on their own people. All of the boys, he says. If you see it, the baby's coming out and you see it's a boy, kill it. And they defied him because they knew there was a law above him. And the Bible tells us in Exodus, God saw that and was pleased by that and blessed them, and they grew all the more numerous, and they were rewarded. Soon after that, of course, they were given the natural law in the Ten Commandments. Because, of course, at least in the Catholic tradition, St. Thomas Aquinas, as you outline in your book, The Race to Save Our Century, Aquinas even says that even the Ten Commandments and all the revelation in the Old and New Testaments actually confirm the natural law, and the Old Testament Ten Commandments is in fact a revelation-based confirmation of what is actually discernible by our reason, which is discerned. I mean, we know that because Antigone discerned it, didn't she? Before there was revelation for her. So,
yeah, I think all people who have experienced injustice understand. They know it's unjust, and so if they know that it's, they experience it, they know it. They may not be able to articulate why, but they know they're experiencing injustice. My hope in this present brave new world that we're experiencing, it creates a renaissance of people looking towards the natural law and demanding that our legislators, our governors, and our judges now acknowledge the natural law and the limits of government. We got 30 seconds. Finish this topic up and tell people how to follow you.
Yeah, I was just going to say, for all young people, you know what? Plug into the natural law. You got it. Just Google it. Find out about natural law. It'll make sense of the world for you. I'm Stephen Herriot. I can be found on Twitter at Stephen Herriot. So that's my conclusion.
All right, Stephen Herriot. God bless you. Thank you for being on the Alex Jones Show.
And God bless you.
That was cool.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that they needed to get high-quality, horrible food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true, because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, Going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out, except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. But it got to the point they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner. They stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to hour four of the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Jones, host of the Jason Jones Show, and it's a privilege to be filling in. Alex was just talking about bloodthirsty monsters, and it really is hard to believe in our age, in our time, we're battling bloodthirsty monsters. In my home state, we have an unemployment in the state of Hawaii higher than the Great Depression. Our media refuses to cover it. Our politicians refuse to talk about it. They are months behind on unemployment payments. There are young single mothers with children, multiple children. The schools are closed. They don't have money. The food banks are strained. And while this is all happening, as entrepreneurs are scraping and clawing to keep their businesses afloat, as the rest of the world, the Horn of Africa and India, are approaching a biblical famine, as the New York Times reported, the abortion industry in the United States continues to push to make They don't want legal abortion. They want legal back alley abortions. They want to make as much money as possible with no government interference, and nobody is standing in there. Well, not a lot of people are standing in their way. But my next guest, Teresa Bukovniak, is a force to be reckoned with. She's a pro-life activist, vegan, feminist from San Francisco. And welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So what you have to report to me and to the audience, it's a bit unbelievable. In this country already, you can get the quote-unquote morning after pill, which is a chemical abortion in the very early stages of pregnancy. George Bush's director of the FDA, Andrew von Boschenbach, made that available over the counter. We have men slipping the morning after pill into their girlfriend's smoothies. It's happening all over the country. They're being convicted. But that is not enough. There are chemical abortions with the dangerous drug made in China, by the way, RU486. And there are reports now that the abortion industry is using this crisis as cover to make the dangerous later-term chemical abortions, RU46, available without a doctor?
That's correct. As we know, the abortion industry has historically had two primary goals. One is population control, and one is to make money. And the expansion of RU486, the abortion pill, not to be confused with the Plan B, which is a contraception. RU486, the development of that drug, helps accomplish both of those goals. It allows the abortion industry to make more money and to expand abortion access so that they can commit more and more abortions. And as you mentioned, the abortion industry has been working for years to try to make RU486 more accessible than it is today. Now, it is accessible through any abortion facility, but the FDA does require that you must go to an abortion facility in order to confirm a pregnancy, to have an ultrasound, and then the drug is administered there. Now, the abortion industry filed a lawsuit in Hawaii in 2017, trying to get the FDA to remove these guidelines so that they can simply allow the RU46 to be prescribed, for example, at a pharmacy. But now with the new age of telemedicine and with the threat of COVID, the abortion industry and in particular Genuity, some clinical trials that are occurring throughout the country right now, their goal is to make abortion available by mail through simply a conversation with a supposed pregnant person and to expand abortion into basically every home in the world and turn every UPS driver into an abortion provider and literally every doctor's office in America an abortion provider.
You know, what's really heartbreaking about that and that Hawaii, again, is at the tip of the spear of waging war against the inviolable dignity of the child in the womb is early on with the release of the abortion pill, we had a young girl in Hawaii. Her parents walked in. She had hemorrhaged and bled to death. They found their daughter, a young teenager, in a puddle of her own blood, dead. They never even knew she had taken RU486. This is a very brutal drug. And that powerful film that I know you saw, Unplanned, the story of Abby Johnson going from Planned Parenthood Employee of the Year to pro-life leader, they depict in that film a chemical abortion. And it really is an RU46 abortion, and it's really brutal. I have friends who've had surgical abortions, and they've had RU46 abortions, and they say the RU486 abortion was exponentially more traumatic. And we have these suicides, and a newscaster in Australia, it is said she committed suicide following her RU46 abortion. Oftentimes, they'll see the contents of their pregnancy in their toilet. So this is a brutal experience, and they're pushing to have these women have this experience with no real human connection, with no one communicating what they need to be prepared for.
Yeah, that's correct. I think that we have to be very careful about what we're going to remove guidelines for in terms of from the FDA's perspective. We know that the importance of being able to confirm a pregnancy exists in the first place is absolutely crucial before you ingest RU-46, being able to properly date the pregnancy, ensuring that there is no ectopic pregnancy, and to prevent abusers, like you mentioned, from being able to access these truly life-ending drugs for the unborn members of our community. So when we're talking about, when the abortion industry tells us that they're here to support women, and yet they're asking the FDA to remove safeguards that would ensure that women are not dying from RU-46, or at least minimizing that possibility, then we know for sure that their interests do not lie with the welfare of the community or the health of women. This is about making money. And even deeper than that, we know that these ties to the development of RU-46, to the clinical trials that attempt to expand teleabortion, that all of that is working in concert to expand abortion for population control and for financial gain.
Teresa, you are an activist. You're very progressive. I think you and I would be on opposite sides of most issues. But this issue seems to be something that all people of goodwill would agree on, that women should not take dangerous later pregnancy chemical abortions without very intense medical supervision. I'm pro-life, you're pro-life, but even people who are not. Do you see, as you're in San Francisco with San Francisco Pro-Life, do you see people waking up to the brutality of the abortion industry and that they're just driven by profit?
Yes, we gain new activists all the time. There are people that come to us from all walks of life that are just, you know, maybe just having some concerns about elective late-term abortion or having concerns about early-term abortion. And this just even breaking into that mentality a little bit, just being able to access, you know, people from throughout the community that have various views on abortion, once they start discussing these issues, and especially because San Francisco is such an anti-capitalist community. There's so much animosity towards, you know, the wealthy elites that, you know, control the governments and that, you know, are oppressing people. So when they are confronted with the reality that Planned Parenthood is that type of entity, it is an organization that is structured to profit off of the vulnerable,
Teresa,
and profit off of the marginalized.
Teresa, we have only 30 seconds, and Alex Jones has a very broad, diverse audience, and I think a lot of them are like, this is my kind of woman. This is who I've been looking for. How do people find you?
You can find me at Teresa Lynn, TerrisaLinn, on Twitter and on Instagram, and you can find us at ProLife San Francisco. That's ProLifeSF.com. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, and we are...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
When we look at the challenges facing us today, through the lens of the 20th century and the modern ideologies that claimed almost 200 million innocent lives and the virtues that could have saved those lives, you might well feel dispirited. You and I are no match for demagogues who craft big lies to turn ordinary people into genocidal mobs. We cannot take down all the sophists who weave from fashionable half-truths a silk shroud to mask our everyday evils. Even the stories of heroes who risked all they had in the fight for human dignity can seem impossibly out of reach. We can tell ourselves that we are not made of the same kind of stuff. The fiber that lets a man defy his nation's government, its ruling elites, its secret police. We are just regular Joes and Janes, and life will not ask us to make this sort of sacrifice. It had better not, because we will fail. But that is a lie. The same kind of lie that subhumanism tells us about each other, about our neighbors and spouses and children, and especially about strangers who look or think or pray just a little bit different. The heroes among us prove that this simply isn't true.
the texture of their lives, and the sacrifices they made prove that each and every one of us can do more. We can be better. Neither Jerome Lejeune nor Marianne Yap nor Jerzy Popiescu was born with special powers, wearing a halo or in a manger. Ordinary human beings like me and you, they were confused and frightened and tempted. Each one of them could have made very different choices, could have trumbled along and averted his eyes from the truths that were being trampled. Subhumanism, for all the intellectual or political masks it wears, says just one central thing: that man doesn't really matter all that much, that there is nothing in us that exceeds or transcends the ugliness of Darwinian competition, the limits of biology, the inevitability of death. That is a lie. And we can treat people as if they were robots, ghosts, or beasts. We can starve, enslave, imprison them, or kill them. But that doesn't change the reality. If we look up and also within, we find the mysterious image and likeness of God. We will discover the truth that we and our neighbors have an incomparable beauty and worth, a dignity that no one can take away. Our thousand-year Reichs, our workers' paradises, or this brave new world are ghastly fantasies that human beings create, and that history duly comes along and exposes. And what is left behind, bruised and battered but still unbowed, is the face of man, as noble and as beautiful as Adam, reaching out his hand to the God who made him. We will remember that, and we will do what is needed. We will feel from the depths of our hearts to the highest flights of our imagination a love of the good, a hatred of cruelty and smallness of soul, and a loyalty to each and every member of our family, the human family. We will fight to enshrine the basic principles of decency in our political, economic, and personal lives. We will have courage. We will prevail.
Guys, I made this for you just yesterday with a friend. And the reason I did that is I want to give you my book at our cost for a donation of $20. If you go to thegreatcampaign.org, you get the book. That includes the book, the packaging, and the shipping, thegreatcampaign.org. When I wrote this book, I had you in mind. Imagine if there were a way to undermine the globalists, Soros, the WHO, Bill Gates, without really knowing what they were up to, without having to unravel every scheme, every strategy, and every tactic. I set out with that goal as a young undergraduate, and I gave myself to the 100th anniversary of World War I, 2014, to publish the book. And together with political economist and philosopher John Zmirak, we worked on this book for almost 20 years to come up with five core principles that if we advance in society, we'll unravel every totalitarian scheme to rob us. And what makes the Alex Jones InfoWars audience so special, as you know, I have friends who are religious about InfoWars who are Bernie bros. I have friends who are libertarian. I have friends who love Trump and despise Trump. But they have one thing in common, that they go to InfoWars, that they watch Alex Jones, that they know the mainstream media isn't giving them the truth, that they are, even if they disagree on many important things, what they share is a very real concern for justice, a very real desire for peace, a real desire. And that is most people. Most people we know, most people we know want their children that live in a country that's peaceful and prosperous. And they want to go with their grandchildren to go to good schools. And they want the guy across town who has a different religion, different complexion. They want his kids to go to a good school. They want his children to live in peace. They want his children to live in a safe neighborhood. When I started writing that book, well, we were in the midst of writing that book. Well, actually, I didn't bring John on yet. I was in the very early stages of developing the book. Right prior to the invasion of Iraq. And I remember at the time thinking my son was still very young. He was 11. And I thought, if we topple this regime, two horrible things are going to happen. Number one, the American people will leave. And the Christian minorities, the Jewish minorities, the other minorities, the Kurds, the Alawites, the Yazidi, they'll be left alone and they'll suffer in genocide. My other great fear was that my own son would have to fight in that war because we're a military family. I was in the infantry. My dad was in the infantry. My grandfathers, my uncle, my brother fought in Iraq. And you know what's sad? My son fought in Syria and in Iraq. At the time I was actually in Iraq, my son wasn't too far away with his unit working its way towards ISIS while I was with the Peshmerga, the Kurdish fighters, documenting their battle against ISIS. And it was heartbreaking for me at the time to know that my son was there and looking at the damage that was done to the Yazidi and the Uyghurs. Now we look around. We see the economy shut down all over the world. They didn't tell the average Joe 8 weeks ago this shutdown would lead to famine in the Horn of Africa. They sold them the shutdown. They scared them to death. They obliterated subsidiarity. They obliterated the influence and power of those institutions closest to you and me. And the WHO dictated policies that influenced every little community around the world. And they sold us a lie. They scared the American people, the people of the world, to death. They shut down the global economy. And now the New York Times tells us, oh, we're approaching a famine of biblical proportions because of the shutdown. Really unbelievable. I wrote about that 3 weeks ago. I've been talking about it since the Italy shutdown, because genocide and democide, famine and war are something I've been obsessed with. All those books behind me, that's what they're about. But I want to give you the information on the principles that you can advocate. If we promote a culture where everyone understands that every human being has an inviolable dignity and beauty and worth, from the child in the womb to the elderly in an old folks home in New Jersey who are being neglected in the midst of this COVID crisis. If we acknowledge there's a law above the laws of man, de Blasio, King Creon, there's a law above you. Subsidiarity. If we kick unelected, unaccountable, distant bureaucracies out of our communities and say, you don't tell us anything, go away. Bring power close to the family, close to the community, close to the people at subsidiarity. If we recommit ourselves to protecting private property rights, you are the king and the queen of your castle. That is your castle. And private property rights, that is the foundation of a just social order. That is the foundation of prosperity. The number two causes of death in the past 100 years, famine and totalitarianism. And really, most of those famines were caused by totalitarian governments. Stalin in the Ukraine, Mao starving tens of millions of his own people, the Khmer Rouge, the communists in Ethiopia destroying the grain surplus. So really, the biggest killer has just been distant, unelected bureaucracies making rules of what they know not. And finally, which is everyone that watches this show has, if you're an Alex Jones info warrior, you have a commitment to solidarity. It's not every man for itself. It's not I'm going to just hide away and be a survivalist and do my own thing and take care of my own family. It's we're in this together. The only way we save our families from drowning is not getting the best place on a lifeboat, making sure we don't hit the iceberg. Till next week, what a privilege to host the Alex Jones Show. They might try to burn the book, but it will rock.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.